Hello, you're listening to the Academic Writing Centre podcast brought to you by the Higher School of Economics. My name is Emily from the United Kingdom.
And I'm Kenny from the United States.
And today we're going to be talking about results. Now Kenny is going to read to you a short text about a fire. Try to listen for the key vocabulary and answer the following question. How many people were injured in the fire?
A man and a woman are said to be in critical condition after a fire which broke out in their home last Sunday was finally extinguished. Police examining the residence have come to the conclusion that the blaze was intentional and are treating the matter as suspicious. The research into the case unearthed several contentious points, such as how the fire started and why it spread so quickly. Police officers have taken the testimonials of several witnesses into account in order to ascertain the best course of action for this investigation. They have made it clear that all relevant aspects of the case will be taken into consideration. Yesterday, it seemed as though the police were considering the man's brother as a suspect, but having heard both sides of the argument, they decided to drop the case against him. Although the officers were reluctant to interview the couple in the hospital for evidence, the benefits of their witness statements outweigh the drawbacks.
Now we're going to be discussing some key vocabulary that you will have heard from the text. Our first word for today is the benefits outweigh the drawbacks. This means the pros or the advantages related to doing something are more significant than the cons or disadvantages. So an example of this would be that the benefits of animal testing outweigh the drawbacks of the damage to animals' health.
Right. In that example, we have something that we approve of, animal testing. It's not 100% positive, but we know that an animal dying is better than a human dying. That's why the benefits outweigh the drawbacks. And we should remember that this phrase, outweigh something, you're literally saying the benefits are heavier than the drawbacks. It's as if you put them on a scale and compare them.
So when you're writing an academic text, you would be presenting a variety of arguments, but something, an argument which is stronger perhaps than the others, you would say that the benefits of this argument outweighs the drawbacks of the others.
And it's usually something controversial or where there is serious debate. You want to approve of something, but you know that it still has some negative aspects.
Once again, today's phrase was, the benefits outweigh the drawbacks.
The second term for today is to reach or to come to a conclusion. It means to arrive at a deduction about something.
In a sense, you can use it in an example like, researchers at Cambridge have now reached the conclusion that humans use much more of our brains than was previously thought.
And we should mention, it usually implies there was effort, there was research, there was lots of thought.
We should also emphasize that in British English, I would say that you come to a conclusion rather than reach a conclusion.
But would you say? For American English, I would choose to reach a conclusion. And in your writing, you can make an argument and then say, therefore, we've reached the conclusion that, or this information helps us reach the following conclusion.
Yeah, so it's normally the end of something. It's right. An emphasis on completion.
It's the end of an argument.
So today's phrase was to reach or to come to a conclusion. Our third phrase in today's Lexis is points raised in the research. This means the specific pieces of information or findings which you present as important by research or investigation.
Yeah, and this doesn't need to be the central point of some research. It's what you find important for a given situation. For example, British schools are under pressure to reform their lunch system after several points raised by new research indicate a negative impact of school lunches on student health. So maybe the research was more broad, but for us the important points raised were the ones about health.
Yeah, so it's a sense of a key discussion of an argument. When you've got a kind of a discussion about something scientific or something economical, and the key points that you discuss and you consider to be most important are the points raised in the research.
Yeah, another way you can use this in your writing is when you cite a source, you can name the source. If the source is Bob Smith, you can say, Bob Smith, 2001, raises interesting points in his essay, blah, 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 and then quote it.
Once again, this phrase was points raised in the research.
Our next term is relevant aspects of something. The relevant aspects of something are the parts of a situation or a problem that are significant for your topic. So if you're writing and your topic is animal rights, the relevant aspects of a text will be specific to animal rights.
Right, so for example, you'd say, his company gives advice to manufacturers on the aspects of their products which are relevant to health and safety. So this means that the main discussion is about health and safety as opposed to another aspect of the manufacturing company.
Right, and what's our opposite adjective?
Something is relevant, but something can also be irrelevant, which means that it's not useful in any way or it's not significant. So you could say that a study could be irrelevant to the overall research, which means that it's not helpful.
Or another way you can use this is you can take the details that you want from a source, and if there are problems with it, you can say those problems are irrelevant for our topic.
Right. So this phrase was relevant aspects. The fifth word in today's Lexis is critical. Now, critical means extremely important because a future decision will be affected by it. So you could say something was of critical importance. For example, reducing levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is of critical importance.
Or another example in the academic world is proper citation of your sources is critical if you want to gain credibility and avoid plagiarism.
So I think in this sense, critical means extremely important or vital.
Right, another synonym for this would be crucial. Something or lots of things depend on this issue or this period.
But as we had in the text, one of the victims of the fire remains in a critical condition. Now this means something which is life-threatening and possibly fatal.
Right, dangerous. But again, the emphasis is very important. Another way to use critical in your writing is to introduce an important aspect of whatever you're writing about. You can use this at the beginning of a paragraph and say, another critical thing to consider, or another critical aspect is, and give your topic.
And obviously another synonym for this would be another crucial aspect, or something which is very important.
Right. Just those are some more ways you can integrate this in your writing. Once again, this term is critical adjective. The sixth term for today is both sides of an argument. This means both, often opposing, points of view on a given topic. You can say a phrase like, both sides of the argument make good points in their opinions.
Yeah, so you could say that both sides of an argument give relevant information to this topic.
Or you could say, well-respected people are found on both sides of an argument if it's controversial, if it's not settled.
Yes, it's kind of an emphasis on the weighing up or the consideration of two different ideas and drawing your own conclusion.
Yeah, so a way to use this in your academic writing is if you're discussing two opposing opinions and there's good information or good facts on both sides, not just one side has all the truth, you can say both sides of this argument make good points.
The phrase for today was both sides of an argument. Our seventh word for today is course of action. Now, this means a set of steps or decisions which are taken to address a problem, or it can also be a kind of plan to deal with a situation.
And one way you can remember this is to remember the course of action that you need for your own writing composition. When you do academic writing, you need to take specific steps to the approach. You can't just sit down and write your essay. I mean, first, you've got to gather sources and information.
Yes, and assess the fieldwork, data collection, analysis, and then you would consider an appropriate course of action for your thesis.
And once again, this term is a course of action. And our last phrase for today is to take account of or to take into account. If you take account of something, it means you consider it. And when you're deciding what to do, you remember that it's a factor.
So, for example, when you're writing your thesis, you would say that you take into account the relevant sources, which means that you understand the discussion that the authors and researchers have made, and you put that into your end result.
Yeah, you could use it in the phrase, taking into account the research already done, we can conclude something. It means you think it's important, so you take it into account. An example would be, within each community, a duty should be placed on public services to take account of the needs of disabled people.
And this implies that the needs of disabled people are extremely important mm-hmm. for the public sector.
And notice there that to take into account, we take this into account, is the same as to take account of something.
Today's phrases were to take into account and to take account of.
We've got a variation on this which has a different meaning. Account for something. If you account for something, you explain why it happened. For example, the researchers could not account for the different results that didn't match earlier testing.
So this means that this was something perhaps unprecedented that they didn't expect would happen.
So once again, remember, we've got a group of two terms, which are synonyms, to take something into account, to take account of it, and then the separate word, to account for some information. Now Emily's going to read the same text a bit more slowly. Listen for the vocabulary terms from today's Lexis.
A man and a woman are said to be in a critical condition after a fire which broke out in their home last Sunday was finally extinguished. Police examining the residents have come to the conclusion that the blaze was intentional and are treating the matter as suspicious. The research into the case unearthed several contentious points, such as how the fire started and why it spread so quickly. Police officers have taken the testimonials of several witnesses into account in order to ascertain the best course of action for this investigation. They have made it clear that all relevant aspects of the case will be taken into consideration. Yesterday, it seemed as though the police were considering the man's brother as a suspect, but, having heard both sides of the argument, they decided to drop the case against him. Although the officers were reluctant to interview the couple in hospital for evidence, the benefits of their witness statements outweigh the drawbacks.
Now you're going to hear the Lexis from today, one by one, one more time. The first term is, the benefits outweigh the drawbacks.
To reach or to come to a conclusion.
Points raised in the research.
Relevant aspects.
A critical period or condition. Critical. Adjective.
Both sides of an argument.
A course of action.
To take into account, to take account of, and to account for.
Now we're going to test your knowledge of the new vocabulary. What term means that the advantages to something are more significant than the disadvantages? The benefits outweigh the drawbacks.
What phrase means steps or decisions which you take in order to address a problem? Course of action.
What term means the parts or features of a situation that relate to our given topic? Relevant aspects.
What phrase means specific information or findings which are important and relevant to your research? Points raised in the research.
You've been listening to the Academic Writing Podcast.
Brought to you by the Higher School of Economics. I'm Emily from the United Kingdom.
I'm Kenny from the United States, and we'll see you next time. Remember, you can always find podcasts, PDFs, and RSS links at academics.hse.ru/podcasts.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
See you.